Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Hey, yo. Remix to my place. Remix. I had to do it. So check it out. This is for the band. Monstrous Radio. Y'all ready?
Call in and take over the podcast. Talk about what you want to talk about. Listen to the music you want to listen to. You can interview yourself like you need a psychiatrist. That didn't even sound right, did it? No. See how I be trying to say, why ain't you trying to save me, Miss Unbeliever? You should have saved me.
Hey, I was wondering where you was going. I thought you was about to have something slick. I was like, this is his day where it's going to be slick. Like, he going to get it. And then it was like, no.
No. Okay. Takeover Tuesday. Hopefully you got something slick to say tonight. 563-999-3411. Don't forget, tonight's podcast has been brought to you by SolomonSpeaks.com, Monster U.S. Apparel, Picasso Painting. Oh, my goodness. Picasso Painting. Lee Sway Management. It's Takeover Tuesday tonight. You can call in, take over. Tell us about what you got going on. You got a mixtape. You got a independent movie. You sell cupcakes. It doesn't matter. Let us know what you got going on. We can even give your product a review, but you'll have to send it to us and get a hold of us, and we'll talk about it. So, we got who's bumping who, who's getting fed. I think we're going to run with a topic out of that tonight. So tell us who's on the chop block tonight, who's getting their head busted, why.
So there's a parent who's suing Key West schools. Kanye West accuses Democrats of spying. The AHA claims marijuana is not good for the heart. That's D.L. Hughley, Joe Biden picks his running mate. Akron gives us an update of his city. COVID in Georgia, and an update on the Mike Tyson and Roy Jones Jr. fight.
I definitely want to hear about this Mike Tyson and Roy Jones Because I just mean, is he going to really show up for the fight? I mean, is he going to make it past fighting the shark? I mean, who's he going to fight first? Is he fighting? Well, I guess we're going to find out anyway. I guess we're going to find out. All right,
show for show.
That's our Takeover Tuesday, gossip, entertainment, lifestyle. We talk about the same things other people talk about. It's a little different. A little different.
A little different. A little low.
A little different. So, all right. So one of the things I do want to talk about, so I can't wait to hear what you got to say about that one. I want to talk about this Joe Biden and who he selected and how people feel about it. So we'll jump into that in a little bit coming up.
Mm-hmm.
So let's see. I guess it's about time music, right? We spin some music and keep it rolling.
Keep it going. Let's get it. Let's go. I'm just saying.
Okay.
Not like a Takeover Tuesday, right?
Why? Just to get the people, you know, jumping in a little bit. Takeover Tuesday, which means we can veer off. I'm just going to shut up and play the music. Here's a throwback.
Yeah, because you...
Jennifer Lopez and Ja
Rule. Oh, my goodness. That almighty Jesus. Just help him, Lord. Come back. Come back. It's Takeover Tuesday, y'all.
Who's out already, mate? I'm real.
We live. Takeover Tuesday.
I met so many men, and it's like they're all the same. My appetite for loving is now my hunger pain. And when I'm feeling sexy, who's gonna come for me? My only problem is their insecurity.
I'm going to see if she got a request, something she want to hear. You got something over there, a.k.a. DJ Litty Lit, Miss Unbelievable.
What? You know, it may slow the mood down, but, you know, Avant said that he was back out with new music, right? I do believe you posted that on your post, Avant's back. So I got some Avant. You know, he back, y'all. and there's nothing without you. Y'all ready? Y'all ready to listen? Y'all ready? Here we go. New Avant. I know it ain't Wet Wet Wednesday yet, but this song is one of those.
I can clear
you
rain if I wanted to. Oh, so baby, just let me in your life. I will. I can clear the crowd, they'll let me through. But I'm done.
I'm not a fan of that one. He doesn't sound the same. He sounds a little boring. What you think?
That's a lot.
That's a, exactly. Yes. Don't sound nothing like him, do it.
So you...
He
no,
back,
I mean,
that's his he back.
Yeah, well, I mean, it does per se. You know what I mean? Because in the music business, you got to evolve, like, what's going on. I mean, you could stay true to yourself, but you kind of got to mix in some of the new flavor stuff. And that's kind of what it sounds like to me. You know what I mean? Maybe he got a new songwriter or something, something. Because it does sound a little more, you know, current. But, you know, sometimes they try new things on people's voices and all this other stuff to try to give them that little extra wow factor or that spark. So that could have been it. But as told in the music business, because, you know, I tried some stuff like that. It's like, if it's not broken, don't fix it. You'll fuck around and you'll piss off your loyal fans. They'll hear the difference. And bam. Listen to you. That don't sound like him. Like, bro. Like, that's his comeback? Really? Yeah.
Yeah. He needs to stay with, I mean, that didn't even do nothing for his voice either. That just made him sound like he couldn't sing no more. I'm like, what happened? About what happened? That is not, that ain't it. And I promise you, I was trying to find, you know, his new, and I was like, that's your new? Please go back to your old, because your old will take him further than that new. That song was, ugh. I don't know what he was thinking.
Honestly, it sounds like he went to the same studio the weekend go to. I'm just going to say. Sound like some preset.
It did.
But
it, it sounded like he was just new to the game. Like, bro, you're not new to the game. Like, you went too, to me, he went too far to the kid sound. Not like the, you know what I mean? Not the kids, but the pop.
I feel you.
Try to get the younger side instead of staying with his older side that would buy an album. You know what I'm saying? Or would buy the radio song. Yeah, I think the kids would bypass. Like, they already have their sound, that sound.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, they getting it into Jacquees. Hey. It is what it is. It ain't Jacquees or some Chris Brown. They're not doing it.
No.
So, but all right. But I feel you, though. But you got a great point. Great point. Yeah. Great point. So, all right, let's see. So, all right, we got time to spare. Let me see. Maybe I got something I posted on my page. Oh, go ahead.
The one and only Black, you know, I've been playing his music along with DJ Imasa's music. Like, it really, like, blends together when you play it. And it's like that hometown sound is banging together. I'm saying that may have to be a concert one day.
Oh, yeah, I mean, I don't know if you ever seen the one and only Black perform. Dude gets it in. He definitely gets it in. That's definitely a $35 ticket. You usually catch him around town for $5 to $10, but he definitely has a set. So, yeah, if you ever get a chance to get out and check out the one and only Black, get out, check him out. Hey, let him know. Hey, I heard you, bruh, from the Monstars, a Monster US Radio podcast, DJ E-Monster, and it's unbelievable. Yeah, I guarantee he's going to show you some love. I guarantee it. You know who we are.
So what?
So, what's your
page on? Your page, I saw that you asked a question about being in love and walking away. Do you remember that one? That question that you
asked?
Yeah, I do. What derived you at that question? And you said Takeover Tuesday. What drove you to post that this week?
You would go over to that part. And on that note, we're going to go here.
And this is a Monstrous Radio public service announcement. Hey, fellas, we got to stop being so hard on these girls with the bad feet. That's right, I said it, girls with bad feet. Yeah, her feet look like two flat footballs trying to flick you off, but it is what it is. We got to start using these girls to our advantage. Shit, you got hardwood floors and you got that little nail up that catches your sock every morning? Hey, she can come into the crib and knock that down for you. You got some carpet with the loose carpet in the middle of the room. She'll come over and knock that out. You dig? So we got to start using these girls to our advantage. Let's stop being so disrespectful. Yeah, her feet smell like two monkey soup from the Mup Water Collection. But that's not that bad.
No.
Just make her sleep with her feet out the window.
Ooh,
hey, you got that bolt on your carburetor that ain't coming off for the past 6 weeks.
Damn it.
Hey, girl, go on, stick your feet in there.
Yeah.
Go on, twist your knuckles. No, bitch, make a fist. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about, baby. I love you. See, you can always use a girl with some bad feet to your advantage. So when you got a girl with the hammer toes, exploit her ass. You dig? And that's a public service announcement for Monstrous Radio. You dig? Cacao, cacao.
Let's see here. No. I think we ran out of time. Okay, we can get into our Who's Bumpers. No, I'm just playing. leave it up to a guy that dodged the question. Well, pretty much, you know, sometimes, you know, you ever just be sitting there just thinking, watch a movie and something happened in a movie and it just got you thinking, be like, damn, what if that was me? What if that was me? So I was watching this movie, you know, it was a couple. Basically, dude really liked her, but, you know, it just got to the point where they just had to go their separate ways. And no matter what, he just knew he had to let it go. So I was just like, damn, has it ever happened? He's like, yeah, that's happened to me before. It's just like, you know. Not going too deep into it, but that's where it came from. I was thinking about, I was like, you know, just watching a movie. I was like, damn, could that be me? I was like, damn, that was me before. Of course, it was a little different. Yeah, I caught stitches over it. But I'm just saying, it still was the same type scenario. So, yeah, so that's why I had posted that. I don't think nobody really said nothing about it either. That's how you know how hard that one is.
Right.
Yeah, I got a couple
it's
likes.
Home.
Couple hearts.
It makes you.
And you know what? Sometimes
it.
Yeah. Sometimes it be like that. Seriously. I'm surprised it didn't go crazy. Didn't nobody come on there talking sideways. Well, da-da-da-da-da. Well, you back in 86 when I used to fuck with you. Come on. For real? You still mad? You had like
right?
seven baby daddies since then. I'm just saying. The fuck? You ever put posts out there and somebody just come out with some old bullshit from way back? You're like, for real? Like, I got to look at your picture to even remember who the fuck you is. Like, what? What is you talking about? Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
I'd be like, and then I'd be like, how do I know you? Like, are you like somebody
right.
else's friend that jumped on the post? Because I don't even recognize you. And then you go look in their post and they don't have no pictures. And you'd be like, see, I knew I didn't know you. Like, why are you commenting that? And see, I'm so petty. I'd be like, excuse me, do I know you? Like, how do I know you? Is this Facebook or do I know
right.
you in person? Because there's a difference of how I'm going to respect you moving forward. How I'm going to respond is if I know you. Like, if I know you, then I'll be like, oh, well, you should know how I get down then. If I don't know you, I'm like, that's your opinion. Keep it moving. Like, I would say something real slick, like, not your business. Watch your mouth. Like,
quickly. I'll be
not
quick
on this
to
page.
Do that. Right, I'd be quick to do that. Like, sometimes people say some sexual shit. I'm trying to be serious. I'd be like, no, you know, we post out of fun. We post
mm-hmm.
to get
absolutely.
People's mind thinking. We post things that may cause a reaction. That's what the posts are for. If you people don't know, people who really promote and market, that's what those posts are for. That's why they ask you certain questions or they say like a topic a lot of people can relate to. That's what it's about. So here's an example on IG last week. I had post a funny I seen. And what did it say? It say something about just because you got a big booty, don't make you something something. You ugly little bulldog. Funny as hell. I can't quote it back mean for me, but funny as hell. Why some little? I'm trying not to be petty, because obviously it had me in my feelings. But why somebody come on my page talking about some? You must be talking about yourself. Oh, my goodness. Did you just call me an ugly bulldog? I did not tag you in this. I didn't say this about nobody in particular. I ain't call nobody names. I ain't point no fingers. I wrong because I came on was like, you know what? You don't even know me like that to be talking to me like that. You need to slow your roll. Then they come on talking about some, oh, sounds like your butt's a little tight over it. I wasn't talking to you. It was just a comment. No, it wasn't a comment. That was a statement you made. You must be talking about yourself.
Huh. Oh, so they was being disrespectful. Yeah, I don't disrespect their minds. They kind of like read minds because I guess they don't know where I'm going to come from next because, like, they see their minds be inspirational. But then they see,
mm-hmm.
oh, she can get petty as hell. I ain't going to mess with her. And then they say, I could get sensual. And then, but the sensual ones is the one that you get the most comments on, no matter how you post it. You can post 12 inspirationals and let you do that one freaky post. What's wrong with you? You got some issues? Like, are you serious? Like, have you not seen my posts all week? I've been petty. I've been friendly. I've been happy. Now if I get sexual, y'all want to jump in. Is that you? Come on, y'all. Stop. So people going to post on your picture regardless, especially if it touch a nerve because that's where they at in their life.
Right. You know what? And that's exactly what it is. I'm going to bring it back to this bulldog thing because this obviously touched a nerve for me. Now, I'm
yeah.
just saying, sometimes I think it just be people on the other side laughing, going, watch me fuck with him and watch how he responds. yo, I'm going to say the weirdest shit I ever watched. Fucking bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
And all depends your mood. And all depends your mood. They going to catch you. You be like, oh, damn, they got me. Because usually you just look over there and be like, oh, whatever. And then somebody else will post, I'll make a comment instead of you. But when you get to it, they be like, that's how they get you. Oh, I got you now. Let's let the shenanigans and the games begin.
Right. And then my ugly little bulldog looking ass is going. So, all right. So, let's keep it moving. On a lighter note, meanwhile, in another part of the city, where who's fucking who and who's getting fat is talking about their entertainment lifestyle, a.k.a. the gossip and news. So, all right, who we got up first? Who's going to catch it? Who's going to get their head busted on the chop block?
Okay, so Kanye West says a Democrat spied on his campaign battle brewing in Wisconsin. Kanye West is firing back at the Wisconsin Democratic Party and now officially beefing with it, accusing the Dems of spying on his presidential campaign. Kanye's complaint in the Badger State asks officials to block Yee from the ballot to allegedly submitting fake signatures and failing to get signatures in on time. And make no mistakes, he believes the Wisconsin Democratic Party is behind it. The Democratic hired a private investigator to track the signature gathering street team as part of an organized effort of harassment and intimidation against the candidacy. He also says that the Democrats spied merely wasted their time because they end up nothing. His votes were valid. Kanye filed signatures and paperwork. He needed 2,000 signatures from registered voters in the state to get on the ballot, and his third-party petitioning group, Let the Voters Decide, helped him obtain those signatures once again. Yee claims they filed a complaint on Friday to seek preventing him from getting on the ballot, was submitted by a man who is widely reported to be front for the Democratic Party. Kanye claims that he submitted bogus signatures, including affidavits from people who claim they were tricked into signing their name on the paperwork. Kanye's already been booted off the ballot in his home state of Illinois, where election officials say more than half his submitted signatures were invalid. And now he's trying to prevent that from happening in the far more political important swing state, Wisconsin.
Wow, he's still running? He's still going at it? I need to watch TV one.
Go with
that. Well, I mean, with the exception of if his vote's clear, I mean, don't get me wrong, I'm not going to vote for him. And it's not, it's we all know why. Everybody looking, ain't nobody got to spy on him. We all see you. We know what's going on. Even if they didn't spy on you, even if you snuck in under the radar, you still not getting in. Ain't nobody going to vote for you. The 2,000 votes that you got right now, that's your whole entire campaign vote right there. That's everybody. Everybody. Right there. So at the end when they talk about, oh, it's some votes, and Kanye still got 2,000 votes. That's how it's going to be. It is what it is. I'm just saying, we all know the man is suffering right now. Which he's suffering, but at the same time, if the votes are legit, give him his space. This is supposed to be America. If you can make the spot, you can make it happen. You can do the requirements, and you're supposed to be where you can be. If it means he can be on the ballot, if he's got the 2,000 votes, he needs those 2,000 votes, and he got them. Put his ass on the ballot, or else you're really embarrassing. You're embarrassing. And don't get me wrong. I'm not saying he's the best candidate, but we're supposed to go by protocol. If that's protocol, then that's protocol. Let him do what he's going to do. He's not going. I guess we shouldn't say that because Trump, that's what we said about Trump. It is. I thought it was just a ploy so he can put on his resume, old presidential candidate. That'd be a hell of a mixtape or a hell of an album for Kanye, presidential candidate. I'm just saying, put that on his. You get. I'm going to stop. I'm rambling at this point. But. Yeah, I get where I'm going with it. I'm surprised he's still going at it. Again, them 2,000 votes that he got, the 2,000 he's going to end up with, I'm not hating on him. We just everybody know he's ill right now. Like, there's so many jokes I can go in on him, but I don't even feel comfortable because he's, I'm not even going to put him in that category, but, yeah, I'm going to leave it alone. I mean, you want to comment on it? Save me from rambling.
I'm going to comment on after I tell y'all what D.L. Hughley says. D.L. Hughley believes Kanye West is conventionally mentally ill to serve his purpose. D.L. Hughley isn't convinced that Kanye West's mental health issues are the cause behind his episodes. The comedian was like, his mental health doesn't excuse his recent behavior. There is no doubt that he suffers from some level of mental illness, but isn't it why he's misogynistic? Isn't why he's disrespectful to our history? Hughley also said in the interview, you don't have to be mentally ill to put on asterisks on slavery, and he consistently does it, whether it's Harriet Tubman when he disintegrated her. Whether he's talking about slaves, he's not so mentally ill that he'll talk about any other people. He talks about people he can get away with. Kanye West has been struggling with bipolar, but many people think that his bid for the 2020 president election and bizarre behavior is a part of his manic. Hughley thinks that it is conventionally ill. He uses it as he needs to get the people to take a look at what he's doing and to get the traction. Kanye's presidential campaign, he said, is a whole circus. Not only is he suspected of voter fraud, but he allegedly receives help from the Republican Party. He was specifically asked if his intentions are to sabotage Joe Biden's chance in a recent interview, and he was like, yes. So, do I think Kanye West knows what he's doing right now? Yes. Do I think he's trying to make a name for himself in 2020, like coronavirus has, and what else has happened in 2020? The shutdown of states and governments. He can actually have his name in history stating that I ran for the presidency in 2020 as a mental ill person.
Mm-hmm.
So, either way it go, he's in history, whether we want to believe it or not. He's using his platform for future. Like you said, maybe an album, or, you know, maybe he'll run again and say, hey, he's learning the game of it. But is his mental illness shows that he's a smart man as well? Absolutely. He knows how to capitalize. He knows how, and I'm not trying to be mean, but that's why he's married to, Kim K and him can get along, because they know how to work the system, and they know how to work it for their game.
Right.
As long as they can do that, he's always going to come up with some bizarre behavior that's going to mimic or mask his disorder, so they can always have an excuse if it works or if it doesn't work.
Right. Yeah. And, how do I say this? I know everybody goes back to, like, what he said about, like, you know, Harriet Tubman before that. I can't remember. Before that, it was slavery was a choice and so on and so forth. Why is everybody acting like what he say is so golden, though? Oh, he said this about Harriet Tubman. He didn't deface our history. He didn't deface her. He just made a comment. Other people have made comments for ages now. Funny shit. Sideways shit. Y'all didn't make fun of all them other people talking about Harriet Tubman on the dollar bill. It's just a comment. You agree or you don't agree. Let it go. Let's not keep bringing it up. But,
I believe they bring things up as an excuse, you know, like I said, or as an explanation of why. And so for someone to make their argument relevant, they go back and use something against them instead of using why you just prefer not to like them. Not because of what they said or what they do, because everybody has a choice to say, but you're feeling like if you can use his facts against him, that it makes it a fact to your argument. And that doesn't either.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah, so it's like, I don't know. But if this thing is to try to distract votes from Joe Biden, that ain't going to work. We're going to talk about that coming up. He might force some votes to Joe Biden. I'm just saying. But whatever happened to the Green Party, I don't know. But I'm going to shut up. But all right, what we got up next, unless you got more comments on it.
No, I'm good. The American Heart Association claims marijuana is not good for the heart. There's a new study that's saying that the use of marijuana or cannabis-related products are not good for the heart. Medical officers for the American Heart Association and Deputy Chief Science say that the recommended that people not smoke or vape any substance, including cannabis products, because of the potential harm to the heart, lungs, and blood vessels. They're saying the pre-existing data to make inferences about weed and the heart is saying that the potential to those type of things can trigger cardiovascular conditions, heart attacks, and strokes. Even though weed is legal in some places, how they use them should be considered the question, not what it is. So they're saying the vape or the smoke is not good.
I almost want to say no comment.
Yeah, they.
So what does it mean? They gonna put on the? They gonna come out what? They just had weed legal for the past, we'll just say 5 years, right? Now they come out saying all this, man. Remember they was fighting with people forever, talking about how cool, how cigarettes wasn't bad for you.
Well, cigarettes aren't good for you.
Right.
I think that. Okay,
I think a little blondish right there for a minute.
Whatever.
Right.
I think though. When you manipulate the weed, or when you like combine the different, you know, seeds together, and you put it in a liquid form, that you have to inhale, yes, because that's the smoke that they're, you know, talking about, you know, but they've made different products out there where it's safe, you know. Some things are safe to use that won't cause any health issues. I think, you know, anything that has to do with smoke and inhaling, yeah, you got to think about your lungs. But it's the purity of what you're inhaling, I guess, could help or harm.
Yeah, okay. Right. I mean, what was they testing? Dabs and shit? Fucking whack? What the fuck? What's this shit I heard about? Crinkle or some shit like that? Crumble or some shit like that? fucking 500 milligram edibles. You know what I'm talking about? I'm talking about the one you take the edibles and 2 hours later, y'all just drooling. Not just sleep, y'all just drooling. They might be talking about that stuff. I can see that. But just some regular old, you know what I mean, in a bong, you good, I would imagine. But, hey, if that's what they say, take their word for it. Don't take mine. You know what I mean? Don't take mine. Stop smoking. That's right. I said it. Stop smoking. You should not smoke cannabis. No, everybody out there, you should quit smoking cannabis. Because I'm tired of when I go to the spot, it's sold out, damn it. I go all the way down there for nothing. You must stop smoking. Y'all out there, stop smoking. Damn it, you're buying the shit out. I needed to be there when I get there. Move on. My probation officer called me on the other line.
Excuse me, Ernest. Are you talking about weed
CBD
on the phone?
It's CBD.
Are you talking about CBD on the radio? I'm going to need you to hang up right
CBD.
Now and call my office. Because who's your spot and where do you go? Okay.
To the CBD spot.
Because
where they sell
right,
CBD.
He'd be like, because my stash is short. get up off the phone. But anyway, update y'all. Mike Tyson and Roy Jones Jr. fight has been postponed to November 28th. The fight is still planned on happening. They moved it back to make sure that they can get some more money to maximize the revenue for the event. So they're still training, but they're maximizing. Akon, he showed his what his city would look like. They're hitting phase one right now. The city is planned to be finished by 2029, and they'll be using Akron cryptocurrency. So it'll be Akron's money, and it'll be a hospital, resident, hotel, school, a police fire station, an airstrip, and then a mall of modern day. So I will put that on our Facebook so you can see what it will look like. It's really artistic. Georgia school district has a spike in the COVID cases. They had over 800 students and 20 people quarantined. So COVID has jacked them up. So all the things that they're doing, we're watching, so we won't do. And Key West boy arrests parents to school for scaring him, whatever. It's one of those. I'm white. I won't demand my justice. But here's the story that was all around. Joe Biden picks Kamala Harris as his 2020 running mate. Many believe Vice President was going to pick Kamala as the running mate, but he made the official announcement today. And he said it's great honor that he picked Kamala, a fearless fighter for the little guys. He added that Kamala was an attorney general. She worked closely with Bo. She watched and took the big banks, lifted up working people, protected women and children from abuse. He's proud for her to be his partner. Senator Harris is the first black woman to be nominated for national office by a political party, and she's the fourth woman in history to have her name on a presidential ticket. They said together they are going to beat Donald Trump.
So you said she's the fourth one.
Fourth woman.
Oh. Okay. Yeah. See, like, this is a good topic getter right here. I wish we had some politics or people that did that was really into politics on the line was to talk about this one, because, you know, I'm not really deep into politics. Because my first question is, and you can tell me if I'm wrong or not, but my first one is, one, we'll get into the other part. One, I won't try to hold her back because she's a sister. Whether she has sister, full sister, it doesn't matter. It is what it is. I think we need more diversity in upper management, period. It is any type of minority. If she's Puerto Rican, whatever, I'm all for that. As long as they are qualified for the job, like anybody else. That's one, because that's what the other one was, is does anybody know anything about her? I mean, what has she really accomplished? So on and so forth. Like, I don't really know her background to say anything. But Biden's side of it, I have a whole nother slew of questions. But on this side of it, I mean, have you heard of this lady before?
You know, I heard of her. She, when she went for re-election in 2014, she really was like, she barely won. Like, mm-hmm. She barely wins on, you know, in anything.
Okay.
But I haven't heard much about her. When I was looking at the things on Facebook, and I said I was going to look her up because when they mentioned her name before, I was like, oh, I don't know who she is. I still got to look her up. I really don't know much about her. But when I was looking on Facebook earlier, the older generation was like, yay, and the younger generation was like, no. So, and the ones who, like, are really in politics. So it was interesting. Some was like, that's not a great thing to do. And some was like, that is a good thing to do because she is African-American and you stay with you. You not only did you pick a woman, you picked an African-American woman with Asian descent. Well, you know, mixed with Asian. She can draw what Joe can't. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
But she has to be black enough for us to want her, and she has to be Asian enough for them to want her. You know what I'm saying? So does she know her identity, and how can she draw? Because Joe, his comment just messed him up with African-American people, you know, talking about African-American, I don't know how, something, and then he was like, but the Hispanics are. So he's digging himself a hole. So can she help him stay out of the hole is the question. Does she have enough pull, because, you know, she ran in San Francisco, but does she have enough reform? Does we agree with her with the death penalty? Does we agree with her on the things that she has to say? Do we agree that she can get the job done and help out President, you know, or help out, you know, Biden to – win? Because if people look at her and if they think that we're going to vote for her because of her color, then, and because she's a woman, you better check out Hillary Clinton, because, you know, we knocked that one out. We was like, nah. So to me, I
think right.
I really don't know much about her. I just watched my feed and they were like, no. Some said yeah, some said no. So I'm interested to see really why he picked her.
Why? Well, we all know why he picked her. And everybody that knows it, that's why we're looking at him sideways and trying to decide what we're going to do. It is because she's a minority. She's black. After the black vote, they know the power of the black vote. Now, doing that she's part Asian, oh, my goodness, he might get it. He might get it. Let's keep it 100. It's a racial country. People vote for what they got. Why? Because they want their voice heard up there. Because ain't nobody. It's been pretty much one sided for a long time, and everybody wants their peace up there. So, on Joe's behalf, that's why I'm like, you know, we on. That's why, like, the old heads. We all know what diversity brings, regardless of whatever reason it is, that we need that diverse. Like you said, it's a woman, and she's a minority, double minority, even though I probably shouldn't say that because that's never really the truth, because we're not the minorities. So I think that's where the old heads are with it. The young heads, they don't care. They don't really. They're not really connected to the past like we have. When racism fucked with you, even as a little baby, as a little kid, my first experience with racism, I think I was like maybe 5 or 6. It was me versus a grown man, and then me and my mom versus a grown man. So for us, racism is a little different than the guys today. Yeah, they see racism, but I don't know if they really get it as hard as it used to be. You should be real strong, real stank like. Like, you did. You knew it. Not like today where they try to hide it so much. So, you know, that's why I think the younger people, they see through that. They know what he's picking her for. They know why that's all he was looking for. That's all he was looking at. There was a couple other candidates, but we know he wasn't going to pick them because that's not the vote he was after. Get it? So, but the people who see it, they see it. Like me, I see it. I know what it is. I really don't. There's not really much else I can do, though. I mean, what else can I really do?
what else can I really, really do? I mean, I know about Joe's past with women. I've always said that, even before the allegations even hit the newsstands and everything. I always was like, man, he be rubbing on them women kind of funny. He hit that. I used to be like, I know he hit that. The way he rubbing on her back, he hit that. I know them politicians be, they get it in. Then come out all the allegations, I said, yeah, I kind of seen that. Then he kind of fell back. I mean, I don't know. Is that a good image now that, you know, it went down all that time doing all that stuff and now he picked,
Well, I mean, at least it's this woman that's touching his back. It ain't Donald Trump who they saying that he was having sex with the little 16-year-olds with Esting. So I don't know who's worse. You know what I'm saying? I mean, every one of those people have some dirt in their closet. We all do. We all can't, you know, say, oh, we ain't got no dirt on closet unless, you know, Jesus himself is running for office. So stop playing. We've all touched someone or, you know, was inappropriate at some time. But we ain't running, but we ain't got no, we can't cast the first stone either. Because all them people who always run for office, except Obama, has some issues in their closet. Except Obama. But like Michelle said, Obama wasn't a saint either. You know?
Mm-hmm.
He just wasn't one of those saints that was exposed and did the stuff that was beyond. He just probably did the little minor stuff that he was like, she reminded, now if you do that, you ain't going to make it. See, if you do that, you ain't going to make it.
So, I mean, what does the vice president really do anyway? Come on now. I mean, what do they really do anyway? Introduce the president?
I mean, they're the part of the council. They do stuff.
Okay.
They still got a job, don't they?
They got a job, but they ain't got
they got
to
a job.
I bet you the vice presidency is probably one of the easiest jobs there is. All you got to do, the president going to call and say, hey, why don't you call Gorbachev and set up a meeting? All right, I got you. I'm going to do that after lunch. You did. I'm just saying.
He may have to run that Gorbachev meeting. He got to be prepared at all times. He may have to take over the United States, so... He's in the wings. He's watching. He's your wingman. You know, when you need to be called in, you come on in and do the
job. Right. He said, oh, shit, my pencil broke. Vice President, go sharpen my pencil. Is that what it is? Gotta be.
Yeah.
Vice President, we out of toilet paper in here. Go get me some toilet paper out the closet.
I'm on my way. What you want, Sharon? Oh, or Angel Soft.
Oh my goodness.
Which one works for your ass the best? Oh my gosh.
Alright. But yeah, so that's my whole gripe with it. You know what I mean? We know what he did it for. Is it, are we going to let it fly? I mean, what else do we got? Shit, we got Kanye and we got Trump.
Right?
Both of them got mental issues.
Is
I'm just saying.
This is the only thing that messes, and I keep saying this about Joe, he's too sneaky. Why do you wait to the day of primary elections to announce who you to officially announce I'm doing this? Why? Because you, and this is just my opinion, and it may not be right. One, to as is going around now, the ladies is gonna get up and go vote, right? Those who wasn't gonna vote now they're gonna get up and vote. Two, you're going to piss off those who voted for you before they knew that you was gonna pick that black woman. Now they're looking at you sideways. So now you got to see if you're keeping your white Republican votes who liked you just because you was white. Now they got to, they looking at you side-eye because now you, not only did you pick a woman, but you put a black woman. So we got to see if those votes, you know, hold up. You see what I'm saying? That's what it was, but didn't. So he was very smart and not smart of picking his person and the timing. He's really cutting it close because it's making me people think like me, dang, I still can't trust you, but dang, I can't even, oof, stomach those two. Come on. Like, and I'd be like, God, for real, this is it? Like, this all. Like, this it. Like, we got to have another 4 years of bullshit. Like, really? Wow. We already got, man. This decade came in with a bang. It's doing its own thing. Whew.
Right. But I do have to say, though, the only thing that I will say out of all those people up there, I do have to say Joe is definitely the most qualified to hold that position.
Absolutely.
His international presence, everything is A1. You know what I mean? But like you said, it's just that sidebar shit. You know what I mean? He's like that supervisor that always try to fuck the new girls on the company when they all come in. You know, he do his job well. You know what I mean? He manages the scheduling all right. Everything. But he always trying to bump all, you know, I don't want my cousin to work here. No, you can't fill out the application. We fool. I'm just saying.
I don't know.
I could be wrong.
He that one friendly one. You so damn friendly. Why are you so friendly? What you up to? He that one that you just watch. Like, I got to just watch you. Cause,
right.
You know, you always have one of those kids, one of your kids or their friends, where you'd be like, ooh, I don't like them. I just got to watch them. What are you up to? What's your motives? What's your intentions? You just up to something all the time.
Yeah.
When
they used to show Barack talk and show Joe behind him and shit, he used to look like the dude, you know what I mean? Like, when you on the road, there's usually one dude in the back that goes out and gets all the groupies. That's what Joe back there look like, sitting in the back. Look like, I'm scoping. Oh, I see you, girl. Yeah, you want to get in the back? You? Yeah, come on up here. Come on up. Come side of the stage. I'm just saying, man. This is way before the scandal, all that other stuff. But, you know.
Mm-hmm. He is
qualified.
But at least
he'll be a better
look, you know.
Especially, and internationally. We'll get some clout back internationally. Because let's keep it 100,
right.
America. Whether we like it or not, our government is the laughing stock of the world. Oh my goodness. I see it on the thing and I'm finna do like I seen this comedian say, I'm telling motherfuckers I'm from Canada. Go overseas and I'm away from Canada. America? No, I'm from Canada.
Nah.
Quebec. The Negro district. You know, they got French quarters and shit, all that type of shit. I'm from the Negro district. The Negro.
I'll be like, I'm from Puerto Rico. They don't claim us in the United States.
Oh, damn. I didn't think about that. Hey, that's part of the United States.
I'm from Puerto Rico.
I don't really recognize them, but still. And say, I'm from Puerto Rico. I don't get no funding or nothing, but I'm just saying. How come you don't talk Spanish? I'm from the Negro side. From Puerto Rico. Let me stop.
You don't know my kind.
My
kind is made up. There's a lot of us over there, too. For the north side, east side, south side, and west side.
Right. You're all Negro section. The Negro.
Right.
It's Negro.
The Negro.
No, Spanish Negro section. Oh, snap.
Oh, my God.
All right, at the end of the show, Takeover Tuesday. Shit, I guess we done took over y'all little night. Had our little fun. Now, y'all got some shit to bullshit about online. Y'all can ask the questions we was asking and watch your page blow up. Just make sure that sometime tonight you go over to MindStarsRadio.com, listen to the 24-hour stream. Go to SoulOfMeSpeaks.com. At least sign up for the newsletter so you can get the updates and all those type of things, inspirational stuff that she sends out. Let's see. Back over to MonStarsRadio.com. You can connect with the Monstars us personally. Just go to the Monstars page on MonStarsRadio.com. You can connect with us individually if you like, or just add us all. So let's see. Any last words on our way up out of her? Out of her.
Out of her. See you tomorrow for a wet, wet Wednesday where it's going to get hot in her and the drawers and the balls is going to be swinging. Just saying. Off.
Okay. So tune in tomorrow. Like butt naked by the front window. With your shades
open. Butt naked by the window. Butt naked by the window.
All right, we're just going to get out of here because she's charging up. Y'all have a good night. Tomorrow's Wednesday.
Peace.